Direct from Orlando, it's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2017. Brought to you by Hims.
BrailleSense Polaris is shipping. The future is now. Check out the first Google-certified future-proof note-taker with no touchscreen required. For more information, visit www.hims-inc.com.
Now, here's Chansey Fleet.
Hi, I'm here with Brian McDonald, president of National Braille Press, and we're taking a look at the B2G Android-based note-taker. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Chansey. How are you?
Great to see you. So, we have a device here that's about 4.25 inches from back to front, about 7 inches, did we say, from left to right?
Yeah.
And a little less than 1.5 inches from top to bottom. Depth,
in the back and the front, it's less, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It is a little bit sloped.
It steps down for ergonomics a little bit.
It has a 20-cell Braille display. It has panning keys to move the Braille on the left and the right. It has cursor router keys. And tell me about the ports on the sides.
So on the left side, you first have an earbud port. And then in just past that towards the back is an AV port for teachers or parents to look at stuff. And then there's a standard USB. And then if you wrap around to the back, there's a micro USB for charging and for connecting to it as a Braille terminal. There's a standard SD card in the back middle. And then as you come around to the right side, there is a slide switch for on-off, which doesn't power down. It shuts down the Braille to save battery power if you're in a meeting or something, but it's still on as a unit. And then there is two system volume buttons. One closest to you is for down volume, and the one further away to the back is an up volume. On the front face, there are two speakers on the outer edges, and there's a microphone, a little slit in the bottom center in the front panel that is where the microphone is located for voice recording.
And on the bottom, we have a camera, correct?
We do have a camera on the bottom with a flash, and it is a 5-megapixel camera, which we just have for different apps and uses you can do for barcode scanning or color identification or currency or things like that.
Now, I know that you can grab any app from the Google Play Store, but have you been hearing from your users that certain apps work well for text recognition or object recognition?
You know, for object recognition, you mean like TapTapSee, things like that?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard of any of them that have tried that yet, but I'm certainly familiar with that. But the camera is pretty good. It's pretty good resolution and autofocus, so I should think it would work fine for that.
All right, sounds great. Coming back to this power switch and the battery, what's the battery life?
When we tested it, 14 hours of playing music continuously, plus having Wi-Fi and Bluetooth going on, it lasted 14 hours. So I think for an average user, it's fine. I charge it up every night like I do my phone, but if someone is just doing email or different things, it probably lasts a couple of days. I don't know for sure.
Now, when you're charging it, you do that with the micro USB?
Yeah, standard micro USB connector, yeah.
Excellent. And we should note that you can connect to another device as a Braille terminal using either Bluetooth or USB, and as well as using flash drives with the USB port. I believe that you can connect in a QWERTY keyboard if that's how you're comfortable typing, correct?
That's correct. Some students like QWERTY too, of course, and we made it a Braille keyboard as our first product because we wanted to reinforce Braille because that's our mission, but a QWERTY keyboard can just plug right into that. A mouse plugs in and works fine even for people that are sighted or trying to do things, helping out, whatever. It works really well, so
Excellent.
That's not a problem at all.
So let's take a moment to talk about the software. It is an Android-based device, and it's running Jelly Bean, but with some modifications, correct?
That's correct. We've added some coding to the traditional core of Jelly Bean to make it a little more accessible from different versions of Android.
And there are a couple applications that you've worked on in particular to support dynamic Braille reading and writing. Can you talk a little bit about NBP Editor?
Yes, we didn't feel that there was a good word editor, word processor that was out there. So we created our own. We have a really brilliant coder from Canada who wrote our user interface but also made this app. And what we're proud about is we have a friend who's an attorney who is blind and works for a big corporation, and she could not read contracts that have multiple authors and revisions and comments and track changes. So this device now with a word editor can tactically read inserts of words or deletions of words with like an open bracket and a closed bracket and a triangular bracket that not only shows tactically where these changes happened, but it also has a timestamp that lists the author, when they did it, what date they did it, and whether they deleted or inserted a word, which all can be read in Braille, which is great. So it's a very powerful tool for students. We love it from a learning composition and writing. A teacher could edit it to help them with grammar or a sentence structure, and they could use this to read it. I just had a student today at our booth. The TVI was with a student, and she said, right now, we're getting into that next year, and it would take him 12 hours to have to retype the whole document over with changes versus being able just to have it in one version like this. So it can be very useful for the future, I think, for literacy.
So if you're primarily a Braille reader and a Braille document editor, that means that you can collaborate in real time with sighted teachers or colleagues. And when they put in comments or revisions, those are presented to you in a linear way that's easy to understand with the Braille, even if you're not using speech, right?
That's correct. We wanted it for deafblind people as well. We do have an audio output that could say strike through or bold or whatever revision was done, but it's nice to have it all in an output.
Excellent. I have to say that's something I've always struggled with, the kind of tug of war between having that rich information available with speech and wanting to yet just use Braille, and presenting that information in a Braille-friendly way is really something. So if you wanted to collaborate in real time, your best bet with NBP Editor would be to use a Word document and then maybe sync with Dropbox with your team, correct?
Yeah, it's up to the group, of course. But yeah, okay. Dropbox works fine. Or some people just, like with attorneys, they probably just email each other from different law firms, you know. But, you know, they probably don't collaborate as nice if they're on two sides of an issue. But yeah, that's how it could be worked. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So speaking of kind of custom apps, so you want to say something about the calculator that you've developed?
Yeah. Again, our coder who has... He's just a brilliant guy, and he's blind. And when I asked him about a calculator, I saw some calculator apps, and I thought they were okay, but they weren't as accessible as I thought they should be. So he said, my revenge is to make the most powerful, accessible calculator in the world. And he stayed up all night, and he made one in one day. But he's made many updates to it in the last, you know, 2 or 3 months. And so it has, just like in most calculators, you can have a simple calculator, then you can have geometric like sines and cosines or real and imaginary numbers or things like that. But there's different layers you can go through to look at different templates of what you want to do. And you can type it all in computer Braille, and it gives you answers on the fly as you keep doing a string of commands, and then you can do whatever you want. It's very, very neat. So we have an older version on the Play Store, but we will be updating that soon. I've been traveling too much to put the latest version up there, but it'll be there for people, and it's free. So our competitors that use Android could also use this calculator. But
oh, excellent. So you're really sharing it out to the community.
That one we are.
To check out.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you're able to download any app from the Google Play Store, correct? And access it on this device?
I don't know for sure.
Imagining that there will be some limitations, some apps are going to be more accessible than others.
Oh, yes. It's the wild, wild west. There's no right. doubt about it. The good news about open source is you can go anywhere. The bad news, it might not all work. You know,
right.
I looked for a kids app on Hangman, and I downloaded one, and when it showed the letters that were discarded, it just said click, 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 click. It didn't say A or Z or X or Y. It just wasn't written well, you know. So certainly that was useless. But in reference to, again, we have an Android version, but if someone, most apps are written for 4.0 and up, from what I can tell. But I'm sure if someone made one in 7.0 that's a pure 7.0 Android, it might not work on this device. I don't really know that. I haven't seen them yet. I haven't tested every app, obviously, on the Play Store, but we haven't had many issues, to be honest.
And so in situations where you're looking at a commercial app that's built for the touchscreen, you're able to get around using Braille chord gestures with the Braille keyboard, correct?
That's right.
So I'm going to go in and do a brief demo at the risk of getting in the weeds. I kind of previewed this for 5 minutes, and I'm a little scared, but I'm going to go for it. The app is elementary, and it is an accessible representation of the periodic table, and it's quite cool. So I've already gone into apps, and I have elementary in focus, and I'm going to press the center of the joystick and hope that elementary comes my way.
Elementary.
Okay, I've got elementary. And now I don't have a touchscreen present, but I do have the ability to move with space and dots 1 or 4 to go up and down. And I have the ability to move with space and dots 3 or 6 to go left and right. And I've also got a joystick pad in the middle. And different apps may present themselves in different ways because they are written primarily with sighted people in mind, but some apps are going to work very well. So I believe what we're going to do is
list view.
Yes, down joystick to list view and select it with middle joystick. And we're going to look at some elements right now.
Navigate up.
This is the navigate up, which if you're an Android user, you know, is how they kind of classically say back. And so I'm going to use a tab command, which is a space with 4 5.
Table view. Options.
To get over.
Sort.
To the list.
Filter by name or symbol
of
one.
Elements. And I'm on element one. And I'm going to try to go down to element three. And I'm going to do that with space and dot four, because that's my down.
Two. Three.
I have arrived at element three. I'm going to use the down joystick. Li.
Lithium.
Lithium.
Four.
And then I could go to element four. I'm going to stay here on lithium.
Three.
And to kind of drill down into the content, which on a touchscreen would be represented to my right, I'm going to use my move right command, which is going to be space with dot six.
Table view. Navigate up. Table view. Options.
Nope.
Sort.
Nope.
One.
We're just doing so well. Okay, I'm going down to three. This time I'm using center joystick. Does that sound good to select lithium? I'm going to do it. All right. And then I'm going to do space with dot six.
Alkali metal.
Oh, much better. So I had to select lithium first, I think, to reveal
to
the
open
additional
it,
content.
To break down into that drill down.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've drilled down alkali metal.
One, two, S.
Now I'm using my move down command to see the rest of the
one
information.
1S2, 2S1, 2, 1, 0.534 grams per cc.
And if you use the down edge of the square pad, it'll tell you what those items are, too, on each one.
1,615.00 K. Heat, 3.582 J per gram K. Electronegativity.
Then you press that, and it'll tell you the numbers.
0.98 volts.
Beautiful. So the reason why I did that on mic is because it does take a little bit of learning, just as it does when we all be accustomed to touchscreen devices. But if you're willing to explore and try different things, then you will find that on note takers like this, some of the commercial apps are supported, and you might be surprised at the educational or productivity or leisure content that you're going to find that can work well. Not everything will, but if you're willing to kind of work with your mental map a little bit and try different things, then you can find apps like this that are kind of 100% ready for prime time on these Android note takers.
And I'd like to just add, from a B2G point of view, there's like six commands to navigate, whether you're on a web or on an app. And as long as you know those six, and after you've used it a little bit, you really just can fly through and say, oh, that didn't work, I'll do this. And then you'll break through to where you want to be. So there is a little bit of a learning curve for anything, of course, as you said, Chancey. Yeah. But it definitely can break through to make a lot more apps out there accessible that you just have to know a different way of using it.
Absolutely. And, you know, there comes a time when it becomes muscle memory and it becomes a reflex.
Exactly.
You just got to power through that time before that happens.
That's true.
So what else would you like to share with us about kind of developments this year that you're showing to people for the first time?
Well, since we launched it a year ago, we've made some, I think, nice additions to it, mainly on customers that have said, I can't do this, I can't do that. We had a customer who bought one in the first week, and they returned it. And I said, well, what's wrong? And they said, well, I want it as a Braille terminal. And he thought that it could work without even any screen reader on his desktop. And obviously, you have to have something on a desktop for it to be a Braille terminal on the B2G. It just had nothing to relate to. So I said, well, we don't have that capability. You know, it doesn't work that way. But we hadn't had accessibility as a Braille terminal originally. Now it can. So the other thing we've added this year is, I give credit to Apple. We worked with their engineers for like 3 months, and we really can pair it very seamlessly with iPhones or iPads now without any issue at all. And it's nice to have an Android device that works with Apple just as easily. So one of our customers on the phone, we called her when we just did that. She paired it with us on the phone. A half hour later, she's texting me with exclamation marks. I'm using my B2G to do text messaging, and I can do all these things now using my iPhone with it. And she was all excited. So having that Braille keyboard to type credit card numbers online and telephone numbers and all those kinds of things, some people just never really feel comfortable with the virtual keypad on the iPhone even, but now they can do that with the B2G, so it's nice.
Excellent. So what's the price point? How quickly do they ship? What's the warranty? Tell me about those details.
So it's $2,495, which is a pretty competitive price for all the functionality it has. Right now we're doing a summer special at NFB, but also through the rest of the summer, I think. We're giving an executive product case for free as an upgrade if people buy it this summer. It ships right away. Someone was interested in buying one today. I'm flying back to Boston tomorrow. I like to still check all units that are in stock before we ship them, so I'm kind of a little anal about that I really want to make sure that everything's good. So I, even though it's done QC checks, I check it one more time before we ship. So we ship within a day of any order, except for if it's on a Saturday or something like that. And it's doing very well.
Excellent. And what's the warranty program like? What can people expect from repairs?
We have a 30-day, you can return it if you're not satisfied within 30 days. Obviously, in good condition, just like you received it. 1 year parts and labor for warranty. Mm-hmm. So it's a standard, pretty much standard, I think, for most of the competitors probably as well.
And is there an extended service agreement available?
There will be. I haven't even defined how much. I'm still looking at the analysis of what we should charge. I want it to be affordable. Most of those plans are very expensive, and I'm really trying to find a way to make it as low cost as possible. But we will have one soon. I'm been working through some numbers on it, but I haven't released it yet.
Okay. Is there anything else that we missed out on that you'd like to add about the B2G?
No, I just think it's a nice portable solution for a Braille device. And as we said, Android has changed a lot over the years. As you demonstrated, there may be things you have to learn to make it more accessible or know how to navigate better to get to it. But we think it's a great product and we're proud of it.
What are you hoping to see happen in Android and in the note-taker marketplace in the next 5 years? Not necessarily things that you have direct control over, but what do you think folks working in this space need to prioritize the most?
Well, you might have heard of our Center for Braille Innovation that we founded a few years ago, and it's really working with researchers around the world and identifying technologies to support Braille or e-Braille, in my case, and a full-page graphic tablet for the blind that is really good resolution is one thing that we're working on with University of Michigan, with MIT, and a few other places, Disney Research and at Carnegie Mellon. And we're close to thinking we can solve some of those issues. But I also think that we're going to see some really big revelations soon in these devices. The approach to actuation with Braille and the Braille dots will be different, more affordable, but also less space. There's a lot of things happening that I think within the next couple of years, there's going to be really exciting different hardware and software changes to Braille. And I won't even talk about all of them. I can't talk about them all right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm very excited for the future of Braille right now. And I think leveraging technology with some of the things we're talking about will really keep Braille strong and alive. So,
well, thank you for joining in that mission to keep Braille thriving. And thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks, Chancey.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.